los hijos de Eleanor Rigby.
Los chakras. Equilibrar el cuerpo, la mente y el espíritu.
Esta es una meditación clásica para equilibrar el cuerpo, la mente y el espíritu. Se conoce como la meditación para equilibrar los chakras. Los chakras son puntos de unión entre la fisiología y la conciencia. El primer chakra está en la base de la columna. Aquí veis el rojo. Ese es el color del primer chakra. Y su mantra es Lam. Un mantra es un sonido primigenio de vibración. Cerrad los ojos. Centrad vuestra atención. Tenéis que estar sentados o de pie cómodamente. Vuestra columna está recta y centrad la atención en el primer chakra, en la base de la columna. Cerrad los ojos, visualizad el color rojo y pronunciad este primer mantra. Primero en voz alta y luego en silencio. Lam. Ahora centrad la atención en el segundo chakra, que también está en la parte trasera de la columna, pero a la altura de la zona genital. Ahora vuestra atención está en el segundo chakra. Visualizad el color naranja. Cerrad los ojos y pronunciad mentalmente el mantra MAM. Ahora centrad vuestra atención en el tercer chakra, que está aquí, en el pecho, en la zona del plexo solar. El tercer chakra es amarillo. Pronunciar el mantra RAM. Ahora centrad la atención en el chakra del corazón, el chakra del amor, de la compasión, de la paz y la armonía. Está aquí y visualizad el color verde. ¿Veis el verde? Su mantra es YAM. Centrad vuestra atención aquí, en el chakra del corazón. Cerrad los ojos y visualizad el color verde y el mantra es YAM. Ahora centraos en el chakra de la garganta. Su color es el azul. Es el chakra de la expresión. Y el mantra es HAM. Visualizad el color azul y luego pronunciad el mantra HAM. Ahora centrad vuestra atención en el sexto chakra. Como veis, su color es el índigo, como el color de la tinta. Y aquí está el tercer ojo, el ojo de la intuición. Poned la atención ahí y cerrad los ojos. Este es el mantra clásico para la intuición, la conciencia superior y el despertar. Repito, el color es el índigo. Centrad vuestra atención en el tercer ojo y el mantra es OM. Y para acabar, el chakra de la coronilla, en la parte superior de la cabeza. El color son todos los del arco iris, pero predomina el violeta, el color de la espiritualidad, conectando con la conciencia infinita. Centrad ahí vuestra atención y, esta vez, cerrad los ojos y quedaos completamente en silencio.
It's easy.
places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever not for better, some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments with lovers and friends. I still can recall, some are dead and some are living. In my life, I love them all. Out of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with. Memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. All these places have their moments with lovers and friends. I still can recall, some are dead and some are living. In my life, I love them all.
Los hijos de Eleanor Rigby.
Sunday morning creeping like a a real nowhere man sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man.
He's a like she does me. Ooh, she does me. She does me good. And if somebody ever really loved me, then she done me. She done me good. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. I'm in love for the first time. I know it's gonna last. It's a love that lasts a lifetime. It's a love that has no past. Don't let me down. First time that she really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good. I guess nobody ever really loved me the way she done me. She done me good.
No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You stay home, she goes out. She says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches. There will be time when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her, and in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
Los hijos de Eleanor Rigby.
Thank you. can make me. I don't wanna.
Los hijos de Eleanor Rigby.
Who happens to be the former lead guitarist for Paul McCartney and Wings and is truly considered one of the greatest living guitarists that's out there. Lawrence can play pop and rock and jazz and country and folk and really any style of music, I would pretty much imagine. He has worked with legends, and let me just tell you a couple of them. Three of the four Beatles, and now he is ready to blow us away with a performance here on Sonoran Living Live. Now, I was reading that you do something like 100 performances a year.
About that, yeah.
That has you on the road quite a bit.
Quite a bit, yeah. And I do studio work in L.A., too, so I'm working all the time.
All the time.
Now the kids are out of the house. So I feel freer to travel.
So you completely relate to that me time.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me about, I want you to name drop, because you've had such an amazing career, it sounds like, really working with some of the premier legends in the music industry.
In many different fields. I mean, I played on Barry Manilow's last record.
In the interest of full disclosure, I'm a complete fan of Low.
I just worked with Paul Williams on a song for a documentary about him. I recently worked with Seal for him, and I played on hundreds of TV shows.
Really?
Home Improvement.
Okay.
Yeah, every time you hear...
That's you?
That's me playing guitar, yeah. And I did all the guitar on a show called Seventh Heaven, which ran for 11 years.
Okay.
And that's just, you know, and then movies like Good Will Hunting, Dirty Dancing,
yes.
Pocahontas.
I have to ask, now that you mentioned Dirty Dancing, when you do these sorts of opportunities and you have these opportunities, do you get to meet those stars, or is it kind of a...
On Dirty Dancing, we recorded She's Like the Wind with Patrick Swayze
in the
studio. Oh, yeah. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, you know, and it just depends. I mean, I've done sessions both ways, so you never know.
Well, let's bring up some pictures here, because I want you to talk us through these pictures
okay.
so that we can kind of take a trip down memory lane and learn a little bit more
okay,
about you.
Okay, Wings. Yeah, that was, I think that would have been 1979.
Okay.
Still somewhat wet behind the ears. That was when my daughter Ilse was born in 1986.
Okay.
I was working with George Harrison, and Hope, my wife, was... kind of frustrated because she was giving birth, and she had the baby, and then I went off to the studio to work with George.
So is the life of a music artist.
But George was very sweet and said, "Well, you know, when you're ready, bring the baby to the studio." So
that's nice.
It was so nice because he made some said some kind of
prayer. Look at Paul McCartney, my gosh,
that's making
us all feel old. Stroll down memory lane.
Yeah, and of course Linda was an amazing woman, really just a fantastic woman, and I spent a lot of time with her.
How did you get so connected with such influential people in the music industry?
I play guitar.
And
people
you must,
guitar
I mean,
players.
You just, like, I mean, you just, did you, how did you get noticed, though? Because so many people do a great job, but they're never, ever, you know, able to experience your life.
I grew up in London, and from an early teenager, it was my ambition to be a studio musician.
Okay. That
I was kind of shy, and I didn't really seek the spotlight, but I loved playing guitar, and I wanted to master it. And I got into being a studio player from being in the National Youth Jazz Orchestra there.
Uh-huh.
And then it just kind of snowballed, and after a period of working full-time in the studios, I got asked to join Wings. And then when Wings folded, I moved to New York and then to L.A.
And the rest
continued,
is history.
Yeah, and just kept doing it.
Well, let's let people hear a little bit of what you're
okay.
going to be playing for your sold-out audience over at the MIM tonight.
Sold out at MIM, yeah. Okay, this is a Beatles song. This is I Saw Her Standing There. Thank you.
Los hijos de Eleanor Rigby.
Thank you.